Welcome. I'm Julie Bowen, editor of Consultant Magazine, and I'm here today with Dr. Edward Shahady, who will talk to us about how group visits can help your patients with diabetes better control their disease. Dr. Shahady is clinical professor of family medicine at the University of Florida and the University of Miami. He's also associate faculty member in the residency program at St. Vincent's Hospital in Jacksonville. He's president for medicine of the North Florida, South Georgia chapter of the American Diabetes Association, and he's also medical director of the Diabetes Master Clinician Program of the Florida Academy of Family Physicians Foundation in Jacksonville. He's also a longtime member of the editorial board of Consultant and a frequent contributor on diabetes. Dr. Shahady, welcome. Could you tell us what the rationale is behind group visits for diabetes?
Yes, Julie. Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. The problem with diabetes is it's a chronic disease. It's extremely difficult for patients to get to goal. And our traditional visit, the one-to-one visit where the patient come in and see the doctor, or whoever their primary care person is or endocrinologist, that not as many as we like are reaching the goals, the A1C goals, the LDL, the blood goals. And those are the keys to good diabetes care. Because if we get those under control, we reduce the complications of diabetes. And so that's what we're trying to do. And nationally, with traditional visits, we're getting about half of the patients to the A1C goal of less than 7. And then a third get to the LDL goal and the blood pressure goal. The LDL goal being less than 100 and the blood pressure less than 130 over 80. So that leaves a lot of patients not at goal. So we need alternatives to the traditional visit. And let me also mention that sadly, only 7% reach all three goals at the same time. While group visits improve our goal achievement. There's good literature that demonstrates up to 15, 20, 30% improvement over those national goals. And that's been our experience also. So we now have an alternative if the physician or the clinician wants to use it, and the patient will come to the one-to-one visit. So we're very happy that some of our patients come to our group visits and help us help them achieve goals.
Well, Dr. Shahady, what are the barriers or challenges that physicians experience when they are considering group visits? Do many physicians conduct group visits?
Well, excellent question, Julie. And it is a challenge. And there's a variety of things that we call barriers to clinicians doing these. Now, one is reimbursement or charging. You can charge what we call a routine E&M code, a 99213214, but some of them are uncomfortable doing that because it's in a group and not in the exam room with the patient. So charging is one of the barriers. The other barrier, probably one of the most important, is group visits require a different type of skill. It requires the skill of facilitating rather than telling. And we as physicians grew up in an environment, an autocratic environment, where we tell patients what to do. And switching gears is really difficult to do that. So some physicians don't start them, and I've had some of them start them and not do them. And as I think maybe I mentioned previously, out of the 250 physicians that are in our diabetes collaborative, probably only 20 or 30% choose to do them. They just don't feel, they call them and say, we're not group visit type of guys. So more and more, though, I think are thinking about it because they're now know it's a lot easier to get reimbursed, and many of the managed care companies are rewarding them for, you know, their patients that achieve goal, and this helps their more patients achieve goal.
Could you explain to our listeners exactly what a group visit is and how it differs from a routine physician visit?
Yes, another excellent question. And, of course, the routine visit, patient comes in to see me one-to-one, they schedule an appointment. I spend my time with them, and it's just myself and them in the room. Maybe my assistant will be in there for some of it. A group visit, there'll be 8 to 10, maybe 12 diabetic patients, sometimes family members, in the same room. Myself and my assistant will be in there, my assistant for the first hour, me for the second hour. And what we do in this, although we do some of the similar things, they have their, they know, we give them a diabetes report card, so they know how they're doing with their numbers. But a lot of what we do is we say we let them drive the group visit. Now, we do have, like, little lecturettes, maybe 10, 15 minutes, that my assistant will give, say, on nutrition or physical activity. Then when I come in, I say, okay, what did you learn from that? How are you going to apply it? And we have also fill out a little piece of paper when they come in that asks them about their symptoms, and also asks them, what are your concerns? So I look at all the concerns, and I say, okay, it seems that some of you are concerned about this. Can you tell me what you mean? And the other thing, which is so powerful, when they ask me a question, like one thing patients will always ask, can I cheat? I ask them what they mean by that. You know, well, I like birthday cake. Absolutely. You know, it'd be horrible. You never have a birthday cake, but again, in your life. But what do other patients do? And I get them to talk, or they'll say, you know, I'm unable to get up and exercise every day. How am I going to be motivated? Well, let's have other patients how they do that. So they say it, and I add to it, but it's more powerful to have other patients say things, because I think if the other patient could do it, it gives them confidence to do it. So those are some of the key ways you can differentiate a group visit from a routine one-to-one visit.
Thank you, Dr. Shahady. Next time, we'll discuss the practical details of how to conduct group visits in a primary care practice.